Ahoy, hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. Look at that, we are back bringing you facts once again. We have scoured through the internet just to find little tidbits. Yeah, it might improve your day. Maybe you share them or chuck them in the big bin of nonsense and forget all about them. My name is Dan. Thank you for being there. Today, we'll learn how flat a pancake really is, and we'll get something about the patron saint of hangovers. Andrea is here too. What do you have?
Today, I have how to get songs stuck out of your head. And why Scar in Lion King didn't have an iPhone.
All right, that's mind-bending already. And Connor, what do you got?
Little fact about humans and George Washington. There you are.
Yeah, stick around. It's a brand new episode of Baffled.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You see the creativity that Andrea put into her little teases?
Yeah.
You know, why Scar didn't
really
have an iPhone?
I get really stressed out about that.
Humans, what? George Washington, there you go.
Why Scar didn't have an iPhone? I'm instantly intrigued. Mm. Just before we kick on, thank you to Fred, who sent an email to info@bafflepod.com. I'd like to just discuss what this means. It was sent to our WhatsApp group earlier on. It says episode 428, don't remember what that was. I'm sure it was brilliant. Fred has asked, Dan, you were so crusty in this episode. You're good.
Yeah, but I probably agree with that.
What does crusty mean?
Crusty, just like, you know, just flake, just a bit everywhere, but a bit like, you know, sort of rain it in, fella. You know, I reckon one of them. We also had another one about you. I don't know if you saw this.
Hang on. Did you understand what he said? He said you're a bit everywhere, a bit one of them, a bit rain it in, fella. What
yeah,
are you talking about?
You know, like one minute you're like, "Wahey!" You know, like that. And you're like, oh, next minute you're sort of down here. You know, it's a bit crusty, you know? Sort of all over the plate.
But am I aggy?
Is that actually what it means?
I think so, yeah. Am I just irritating, crusty? That's what I would
take. Or is that what you think?
If I was Dan, I'd be checking in.
Is
big time.
Were my voice crusty?
Well, we had another, hold on, no.
Was I a bit vocal fry?
We've had another one, by the way, about you.
This is genuine.
Yeah, a little review actually on Apple Podcasts. Listen to this from the start, but Dan gets more annoying each time. Brilliant. He's always got to have the last say, and sometimes he's not even right on things
he says.
My job. If he also doesn't agree with something, then it's not an interesting fact, or he doesn't agree, it's a fact.
Did you write that?
So,
who's that?
Huh? Oh yeah, you didn't see that one, didn't you?
Well,
no, yeah, that's a little review on Apple Podcasts. That one, good, but Danny's annoying. 4 stars, Annie 514.
Connor wrote that.
Yeah, I will say something though.
It's annoying each time.
I don't agree.
No.
I think that what you offer is your wholehearted opinion, which is all we need.
Yeah. Well, she's a.
I've never had a bad review, by the way. I've been doing it for 4 years, but you know, each to their own.
There are some nestled away in there, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
You're not crusty, mate.
But I don't understand.
Neither do I. I think crusty might mean a bit off.
Well, I'm happy with. I'm not happy, but Annie there.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no mincing her words, right? At least she's calling me out.
Yeah.
I don't know what crusty means, Fred. If you'd like to get back in touch, please do. Listen, thank you for listening. I know we've started and I'm on the floor. I've had 2 hits to the face, but we're going to rally again because we've got some facts to impart. So, Connor, give us your first fact of the show.
Just a little one about humans, which I never knew, but humans are the only animals to have a chin. Yeah. That face you just pulled, the little concern was the exact same thing as me. I thought about elephants. I thought, do they have a little chin
horses.
Underneath? Horses. I thought about...
dogs.
Gorillas, dogs, no.
Gorillas
they
have,
all
chins,
have chins,
don't they?
No, they have chins.
I tell you what, Annie's...
So what is the definition of a chin then?
Well, like, it's the bone structure, isn't it? That your chin comes out here, sort of right underneath the mouth.
But, like, surely monkeys do, because they're, like,
Well, no, I don't think they have like a full sort of chin situation. I don't think they can break a chin bone. When I done the research, it proved that it was only humans.
Yeah, you're correct, because it is a bit. It's got a bit like a protruding mouth, don't they? Yeah. It's all in
one. Yeah, same as horses. They're sort of bone. You think it's a chin, but it's actually their mouth sort of structure, isn't it? As opposed to like a chin bone. Like we have an actual bone below our mouth, which is obviously a chin bone. Hmm. Whereas we're the only animals that. And I wanted to share it because I thought that was a lie. I was like, no way.
What's the purpose of a chin, really?
I thought that. What is the purpose? It must be something to do with jaw stability, maybe. Is it? Sort of stability of the skull? Weight? Yeah. I don't. Maybe weight or something? I'm not sure. Maybe protection?
Like, I wonder if it has anything to do with, like, talking.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Because then you think, like, humans are the only people that could, like,
articulate
like that. Separates us from like animals.
Yeah, because we've got to fit in so much, right? We've got to fit in all our teeth, our tongue, and maybe the foundations of that need to. I tell you, this Annie's got in my head.
Or maybe
I'm double thinking everything I'm saying. And also, Annie, you write that review, and then the first thing is, by the way, humans are an only animal that has a chin. It's like, what am I meant to do in this situation?
Okay, so a chin provides our jaw with structural support, making it more resistant to the stress of chewing. Also as well, do you know what the other purpose of a chin is? A bloody good goatee. You know?
A good goatee.
I've always wanted a goatee to go along with my tash.
I don't think a goatee would suit you.
No, I think it would.
Which one's the goatee?
You see, what you're doing right there is you're being annoying.
But I don't know, but I think... So goatee, so two forms. Goatee is just bottom tuft hair.
Right.
But quite often they have... Like, if you picture like a beer-drinking man in America, you know, but Homer Simpson, that's a goatee. Where he's just got that ring that goes around.
So what, let's bin the chins off. Let's go back to the review from Annie. Obviously, you've been part of the podcast, haven't you, for a while now. Do you think Dan's annoying? Going on the spot. We want honesty here.
I don't think you're annoying.
You don't? Seriously?
You're all right.
Look me in the eye. Say it again.
I don't think Dan's annoying.
See, look, shoot to the left.
Bring in that nice feminine energy here. For all I know, Annie could be a bloke.
But I know what's happened. It's fine. She got you mistaken for Mark.
Oh, the old guy.
Yeah, of course.
Or she's a bot. Finally got his way.
Or it's producer Adam doing it to keep you on your toes.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
At least he'd stand up today. Anyway, thank you very much, Connor. Humans are the only creatures that
have chins. Only animals with chins. There we go.
He doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Andrea, what's your first fact of the show?
So, listening to the song that was stuck in your head actually helps you take it out of your head.
Yeah. Little earworm.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So I need to share something about this. I find myself waking up most mornings with a song in my head.
Same one?
Yeah, no, I do too, actually.
It changes, but I've always got a song in my head. It's just repeating, but it's not a full song. It'll be like...
Do you ever wake up with like just a random song that's never, like you've never heard ever before,
yeah,
but it's just playing? And I do that too.
And it's just playing over and over, but it'll be like a you know, two lines of the song, and it'll just be over and over and over and over in my head as I wake up.
I have the same. Yeah. I am, because I didn't know that was a scientific thing, right? But just from trial and error and experience, I've learned that if I've got an earworm, I listen to it and it will help.
Does it work for you?
Yeah, it cancels the deck. The problem was the other day, I had a song going around in my head, round and round. I couldn't figure out. By the time I got the words and I figured out what the chorus is, and I really wanted to listen to it, but I couldn't because it was by a wrong'un. It was just by a wrong'un. You know, someone who we can't listen to.
A wrong'un, like a bad person.
No, I know who a wrong'un is, but who's the wrong'un?
I won't say.
I imagine it's the person that...
The rapper.
I would imagine so.
No, it's in like a wrong'un. And it's just in my head now. And I can't listen to it because I can't have any evidence or proof that I've listened to this wrong'un.
Yeah, but isn't it weird when you wake up with the thing in your head and we all experience... I don't know, that must be something.
Yeah, I wonder if that's actually a thing. Like,
it must be. I quite enjoy it though, because sometimes it's a good song. Yeah, it's like a really good song.
No, this morning, okay, yeah, sometimes.
And I wake up and I'm like, it's going to be what?
This morning specifically, my song was like a thing from TikTok. It was like a TikTok song, and it was the most annoying thing, and it's still stuck in my head.
Yeah, that's probably your life, because you're constantly trying to find the songs as well.
You're plugged into the mainframe, you're plugged into socials, so it's just there. But it is nice when you when it's one you've not heard of in a while, when you'd completely forgotten about a tune.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's a good song. I didn't know that. If you listened to it, I never ever knew that. If you listen to a song, then it goes out your head. That's news to me.
It works for me, but like my husband tried it last night because he had a song stuck in his head and we listened to it and he was like, oh, it's still stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it's...
Yeah, but then was it maybe because it was his first attempt at it, so he was like battling it?
I think it was.
You know, he was like, yeah, this is meant to work, so therefore I'm going to allow it to not work. Do you know what I mean? Like if you turn around to somebody and you go, right, you've got something in your head. Or if I give... You know, like it's like hiccups, isn't it? They say, oh, if you make someone jump, hiccups go. So therefore you like are like, right, you know,
they won't work.
Someone's
for me.
Gonna make me jump.
Yeah, but they won't work for me.
Yeah, and then someone makes you jump and then you're like, you know, terrible. Yeah.
The funniest thing about doing this podcast with you, not the funniest thing, Andrea, but one of the interesting things is that we've never met your husband, yet we get like such bizarre snatches of who he is and his personality. Like, I could tell you a few things about him, none of them make any connected sense at all. It's like really wild, like this strange.
So what's the picture
that you've
created? Go on, then you go out for a coffee with him. What's his name?
Luke.
You go out for a coffee with Luke. What do you reckon you're looking at visually?
Tall.
Okay.
I reckon he's tall.
What colour hair?
Brown with maybe like a little quiff.
Right.
Wait, have you seen a photo?
No, I reckon he wears. I can see him in. This is no slight on his character. I can see him in a really well-fitting navy or grey jumper, and then perhaps wearing a gilet.
Is this correct?
It's almost correct.
I thought he would
gilet.
Have blonde hair. Well, like a dark, mousy.
And yeah, it's like a mousy blonde.
Yeah,
he's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, tall.
I mean, yeah, he's tall.
I mean, everyone's tall to you, but he is tall.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you closed the circuit.
What'd you see me with?
Well, I know what Hayley looks like.
That's brilliant. There we go.
And I wouldn't have predicted her, actually.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, what? You think I'm punching a little bit, do you, fella? Go on, get it off your chest.
Yeah, she's punching, and she's also a different type of character than I would have assumed.
Okay, there we go.
It's more interesting than, than I would have put you down for. More kooky.
Is yours just put up with your annoyance?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting married to her. Can you imagine marrying somebody who gets reviews like that on a podcast? I mean,
just to live with that. Imagine every day. Just keeps getting
my husband
worse.
So I posted a photo with him on my Instagram and I felt really bad, but it was so funny. He got like a comment and some guy was like, oh, soy boy. Like called him a soy boy and he's just like, he literally didn't let it go. For
I don't
like
even know
months.
What that means.
And he didn't even know what it means. I don't know what that means, but I just...
You can guess.
Soy boy.
I imagine it's somebody likes a soy coffee, a soy latte.
Oh, right.
That's what
I
reckon it is.
Yeah, soy milk. Funny. God, what a rubbish comment.
I know.
God, I'll tell you what, don't hit me where it hurts. My milk choices. God, I'll tell you what, that really hurts.
This has become like a little intervention, has it? It's become a little moment where we share.
Yeah.
Let's head to America. Tell us what you know about the state of Kansas.
Absolutely nothing.
Kansas. No. Well, Kansas is a state in the Midwest, known for being very flat. Everyone says it's as flat as a pancake. So, Connor, did you guess what scientists did?
What?
Well, they tried to find out if it was as flat as a pancake. And they found out that most of the time it's even flatter than a pancake.
How can it... How?
They got a pancake. They measured the flatness of the pancake using some very smart science and modern analytical techniques. They picked up the pancake from IHOP and kind of did a lot of specific things with it, made sure it was the perfect pancake, the flattest one they could find. Then they did a lot of tests to figure it out. And then they did those specific tests to a road in the flattest part of Kansas. And they found that Kansas is more flat than a pancake. Mathematically, great question. I'm glad you asked, Connor. Mathematically, a value of 1.000 would indicate perfect platonic flatness. The pancake transit, the place in Kansas was 0.997.
Pancake's not that flat, though, is it?
But it's a phrase, isn't it? It depends what type of pancake. Not an American pancake's quite bubbly.
Well, at least they were really specific.
Oh, your guys' pancakes.
Yeah. At least they were really specific.
Wait,
science,
so did they use an American pancake?
Yeah, just nipped to IHOP. Oh. Obviously, because they were just really making sure the detail was crisp. Just quick to IHOP.
IHOP pancakes or...
Any chance, just, you know, pancakes for four. Just doing a quick science experiment.
What are you using them for? Do you want to hear it now? Don't worry about it.
I had IHOP once. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Great.
Yeah, it's got me thinking about it. That's cool. So what, reason why it's flat? Must just be a part of where it is in the world. Flatland.
Yeah, well, it's in the Midwest, so it's one of the middle ones. Mm. Just notably flat. There's nothing going on, so it'll be smack bang in the middle of the Rockies to the west and the Appalachians.
Not very hilly.
In the east, not flat at all.
A lot of America.
Fewer hills than a pancake.
A lot of America feels quite flat, though. Like, me and my cousins are in the States as well. Very flat, long roads. Well, same with LA, flat, long roads. Like,
no, LA's very hilly. But you're in what? Texas.
Yeah.
So that's notably quite flat.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I'm saying as in like on higher... Well, I guess the M25 is the same. Not going to make it hilly, aren't they? Yeah, good point. There you go, Connor. Answered your own question, mate.
I feel like the in-betweens, like San Francisco is very hilly.
Yeah.
And then in between San Francisco and LA is like very... flat, and then LA it's very hilly, so it's not like there are a lot of places that are hilly.
I'm thinking of going to San Fran. I've mentioned it a couple of times on the pod, and I was doing a bit of research about it the other day, and somebody said it's the scariest place they've ever been.
Why?
I don't know. And I was like, okay, that's a weird comment to make. So I've done a bit of research into it. They just said that they always feel like there's a lot of crime around them. I was like, I've never heard that about San Fran.
Oh,
but it's a great place.
It's because of the what's that? It's like Skid Row in San Francisco, but it's called something else.
Oh, okay.
The something.
There's a high. There is a high proportion of homeless people in San Fran as well.
Yeah.
So maybe that's affecting what they perceive to be crime.
A lot of people on drugs.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Homeless people. I always say this, but homeless people in LA and San Francisco, they're like usually on quite a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And
it's
kind of it can be
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the
roads are flat.
Roads are flat and you get
not
a lovely Irish coffee.
Oh, beautiful. Sounds like my kind of place. Little bit on edge, you're a little bit on edge, you know, couple of whiskies, flat roads, perfect.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, fly me out there, I tell you.
But yeah, Kansas, flatter than a pancake.
Hmm. That's interesting, up the IHOP.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you very much for everyone getting in touch with the show. We do appreciate every review, even those. I'm not going to bang on about it again. That'd be silly. Bafflepod.com if you'd like to say hello, and you can pick up stuff while you're there. See our socials, and we always take a review, positive or negative, on Apple. If that's how you're listening. Connor, what's your second fact of the show?
The statue of George Washington in London's Trafalgar Square is mounted on a base of soil imported from Virginia to honour Washington, who swore that he would never, ever step foot on British soil again.
This is the fact that, you remember at the start, he said, I've got a fact about George Washington. This is it.
Imagine, but how else am I going to tease it? Oh, I've got a fact about George Washington and mud.
Well, no, if you were doing a clickbait article, you'll never guess what they put under George Washington.
No, because all of the emphasis on your is just like, that's why you get these reviews you get, mate. Just say it as it is. Facts about George Washington. Sit back, relax. You're there like, I've got a fact about George Washington and soil. And they're like, mate.
Well, I would listen. I'm making it about the listener.
Hmm. Anyway, that's the fact.
And you know what? It's good.
Yeah, yeah. So they used a little bit of soil imported from Virginia.
Where is that statue?
In Trafalgar. I was thinking this as well. It's in Trafalgar Square. There's a picture of it. I think it's... You know, say you were looking at the... What's the museum? Museum, Dan? Or like the portrait gallery, is it?
Yeah.
Gallery. I think it's off the left there, slightly off of it. Oh. But it was funny because one of the top comments were... I think he probably would have hated the fact that his statue's in London anyway.
Well,
there you go.
I've done a tiny Google, right? And this is true. This was in 1921, but it was gifted to the people of Britain and Ireland by the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yeah.
So they are the ones who have forced their hand here. So it's not like our government are being like, you know what? George Washington, we had our tiffs in the past, but he said that he's never going to set foot on English soil, so, you know, we'll respect his wishes. He's not done that. It's the people from Virginia.
It's the people from Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Changed it, didn't it?
No, I just realised it's because America...
Yeah. The big War of Independence.
Roll up.
I was like, oh, I just really didn't like it.
Would you like a quick... We'll make this really quick. We can put this in. We want a 30-second history lesson, Dan, as to why this is the case. 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, in the 1750s and onwards, the Americans were very unhappy with... Well, the colonies in America were very unhappy with the state of the UK and the taxes that our king... So they broke off.
Yeah.
And George Washington was one of the figureheads, the founding fathers, the leader of that, and said he was so pissed off that he would never set foot on English soil. And the people from Virginia, don't breathe like that, like you're really annoyed.
I'm embarrassed that I didn't.
I know. You know, your country... Yeah, used to be our country.
I just thought he visited England and was like, I hate this.
God. Yeah. I tell you what, English.
It's not for me, this. Too many bloody pigeons around here, I tell ya.
It's cold over here, isn't it? Ain't coming back here.
Historic statue. No. Fantastic.
And if that was the case, if the reason that he wasn't coming over here was because he just didn't like it, I'd be annoyed about the soil thing. But, you know. He's got a leg to stand on there, doesn't he, I think?
He's got a leg to stand on. He has indeed. There you go. Nice little bit of historic fact for you.
Andrea, what's your second fact?
So...
Oh, this is the scar on the iPhone one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Apple have a rule where villains can't use iPhones in movies.
Oh.
Which is why Scar doesn't have an iPhone.
Brilliant. So
why is this then? Well, because it's bad for their brand, is it?
Well, yeah, it's basically because of marketing. Like, it's bad for their look. They don't want a villain in a film using their...
Or they're missing a trick.
What do you mean?
Because if villains are seen to be achieving things in films using iPhones, then villains in real life might start using iPhones, and then Apple can get ahead of it and start using their tech to work out what the villains are doing. So they could trick them, because the villain might be like, oh my God, everyone's using an iPhone, and when they're robbing the banks in the films, we're going to rob a bank, we're going to use iPhone. Well, then Apple have got like a system where they beat it. Hey,
It's always amazing, isn't it?
Like MI5 over it.
The extent that they think about marketing, like that's wild. That someone sat down and gone, you know what?
It's kind of funny, because like Jaguar,
You have been in the UK for 8 years. Yeah. Jaguar. Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
They used villains in their campaign for like this. I don't know if you remember it, but it was like, it might have been an American commercial, but it was like, oh, British guys are always the bad guys in the films.
Yeah.
And they used that for their campaign, for their marketing. But
it's just, isn't it crazy that someone sat around and thought, you know what? My idea for our big marketing meeting today is that villains can't use iPhones. And also, it's not worked, because the amount of people that have iPhones, surely a lot of villains in real life must have one.
I've never really noticed. It's not a thing you would notice, but you feel like you want to beat it now. You want to like find a film where a villain has accidentally... No, but I guess it's never happened, but wow.
I don't think that there's actually any like policies on it, but it's just like something that people in Apple like tell filmmakers is to not. And then also, if you think about it, plane crashes in films, they don't really have the any sort of airlines on them, do they? I don't know. It's weird. It's like a
little details. Absolutely. It's like with the James Bond films, isn't it? Like, I remember reading something, but like, obviously James Bond is iconic for driving an Aston Martin, but like every single shot where a car is in it, the Aston Martin sign is very, very visible at pretty much every single shot where it's in it. And it's just like, you'd forget, to you, it just seems normal, doesn't it? But then when you go back, it's like, well, of course it is. Of course it's in there loads.
I think.
It's like really, like, you know.
Yeah, sure I might.
Be,
I might
make sure to be apparent to people.
I might be out on a, I think James Bond films are funded solely by product placement.
Probably are, yeah.
And I think that's why they're always so prominent. There was a famous scene.
Martini?
In a most recent one where he drinks a Heineken. Do they say, do you want a martini shaken or stirred? And he goes, no, Heineken.
Fortunes.
And he always has to watch, and until recently.
Omega, Seamaster, Wes,
And until recently, they were all sponsored by Sony. So he used to always have Sony. Mm-hmm. Look at you, noticing the watch brands.
It's my favourite films. Favourite films. All of his suits are tailor-made at Savile Row. I mean, it really is just British classic.
Well, yeah, you'd be annoyed if he was picking up at Primark.
Moss Brothers, little rental. Yeah. Give it back on Saturday.
What are you in today, James? George Asda. Yeah. Take 20 quid. I haven't got time to faff around. How has he got the time to get stuff tailored?
James Bond, mate.
He has to go in and get things tailored.
James Bond. Got someone to do it. Mate, they've got his sizes. They know he's... It's James Bond, mate.
He's busier than I am, and I don't have time to go and get myself tailored.
You do.
I don't.
You really do. If you needed a tailored suit, that tailored suit would get made. It's all about priority.
There you go. Mm. I come in and I get a little educated. I get a little dressing down, right?
Yeah.
I come in and I get a little, like a little life lesson.
Do you know what I've really enjoyed about? You've been slightly less annoying today as well. Do you know what? I think Annie would go 4.5 stars today.
She can shut up. Right, last fact of the show. We were having a big discussion before we clicked record about Dry January and drinking. Well, if you get hangovers, you need to pay homage to Saint Bibiana, who is the patron saint of hangovers. You know, you get patron saints.
Of course,
it's
the thing.
What is a patron?
It's kind of a saint who they say is in control, who they associate with a thing. Mm-hmm. So you'll get the patron saint of walkers. So they are meant to, you know, look out over everyone who's walking. Bibiana is the patron saint of hangovers. Apparently, according to legends, after her death, the herbs that grew around her grave were used to treat common maladies, including hangovers. This was in the 4th century in Rome. It was pretty grim, actually. I think she was tortured to death. And let's slide past that. But yeah, Saint Bibiana, the patron saint of hangovers, and it's made me think about all the different things that have patron saints.
So you got the St. Christopher. You're probably aware of that one, aren't you? Patron saint of travel.
No.
It was a common thing for, well, British men, and it was kind of big when Connor and I, you wore a St. Christopher necklace.
Got it tattooed on my arm.
And you know, Connor, the most traveller we've ever met, who every day has to go from Southend to London and back. He needs that to keep him safe.
I've got St. Christopher tattooed right on my arm.
Yeah.
So it was a thing.
Are you deep down going, oh, because you think that's weird?
No.
It's okay.
I was just wondering, is it like a religious thing?
No. Just the thing that I think helps me with my anxiety of worrying that bad things are always going to happen.
There's a bit of that. And I think particularly St. Christopher's, I remember I really wanted one when I was 10. I think it was a cool thing that people wore when we were growing up. I don't wear one anymore, but Connor's bringing it back. Anyway, you have got St. John Licky, who is the patron saint of head injuries. There is St. Basil the Great, who is patron saint of hospital administrators.
St. Basil the Great. Sounds like a pasta dish. Love that.
St. Martha, who is patron saint of maids.
Lovely name, Martha. I know Martha. She's great.
You've got...
patron saint of what, mate?
You know she's going to be kind.
Kind. Martha. She's very kind. Very, very kind, young Martha.
St. Philip the Apostle is patron saint of pastry chefs. So, basically, the point is, you've got a patron saint up there, wherever they are in heaven. I don't know what's going on. But someone has decided that you need to look after these kind of people.
Understandably so.
What's the name of the hangover one again?
St. Bibiana.
Is that on purpose? Because Bibiana is, in Spanish, is like... drink.
There you go. It actually
look
is.
At that.
I don't know if it comes from, I don't know which way it comes.
Tell you what, that is a moment of knowledge there. You
I feel like
that,
I'm on
you?
QI, you know, when they
Dan, absolutely. I've never delivered anything like that, and I'd love to have it one day. Well done. That's fantastic. Good work, student. You had your 30-second history lesson, and you've just delivered a good bit of work.
Because it's the connection that she made so quickly.
Yeah, straight away there.
Hang on.
Yeah, well, you know the difference was with me? I made a connection in my head. When he said Bibiana, I thought a bib, because you keep being sick, because you're hungover. So I was like, you're going there. I like it.
I'll be honest, that's where I thought she was going.
Yeah.
When she said, oh, is that why it's called Bibiana? What are you talking about here? Bibi, Spanishness. Mm. Yes, I should have known better.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you very much for listening to this week's show. We've covered a lot. What have we learned? There is a patron saint of hangovers, something about George Washington, and if you've got an iPhone, you're probably an arsehole. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Baffled. It's baffledpod.com if you want to say hello, and we will be back next week. Say goodbye, Connor.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Andrea.
Goodbye.
Annie, I forgive you. Please talk to someone. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.